3-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
There aren't any Jasons 12 and under. That's a dead name.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
How many kids do you hear, "Hey, Marky"? It might be almost to the point of Ruth.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
You love that name so much, you don't even go by it.
On 100.5 ESPN.
If you call me Mark, I like my name. I like my name a lot.
The ESPN Wisconsin app.
Wilde and Tosh.
And ESPN Madison on YouTube.
It's Wilde and Touch, isn't it?
This is Wilde and Tosh, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, Packers versus Bears in the NFL playoffs.
Man, we got a squad.
The last thing they want to see is us coming down to Soldier's Field.
I've been arguing with Mark Tauscher, who keeps telling me, "We've got a better roster than you."
No, you don't.
For the first time in a long time. This is going to be a real rivalry.
I feel extremely good about the performance they're going to put on the field on Saturday.
Don't tell me the Packers are good.
I don't know if anybody's good. That's the thing. Door's wide open because nobody's actually good.
Bears ball, they recovered an onside kick. The fourth quarter magic is somehow continuing here in Chicago.
To be quite frank with you, I kind of enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice a year.
Don't you ever speak about Matt LaFleur like that.
My viewpoint of the Bears is you better beat the Packers because of the call-out.
You know what the rivalry is all about. You know, you got the two top teams in the NFC North going against each other. It's a great rivalry.
I don't think there's a switch to be flipped. I think it just worked.
Now is our time to reset and reestablish our identity as a defense.
They need to handle their business.
And it's blocked! Oh, my goodness! The Packers block it, and they're going to win!
Going deep, searching for DJ Moore. Over the shoulder, catch made, touchdown there!
Williams looking, throwing, and intercepted! Keyshawn Nixon and the Packers will win it!
They were just moving the ball up and down the field against that Bears defense.
No, I mean, what defense?
I don't care you played better for most of the game. You know what you did? You lost.
You don't want to give Chicago extra possessions in the playoffs on the road.
You can't let the little brother beat you.
I think they would rather play almost anybody else but us.
The past 2 years, we've kind of been stacking the thing and kept getting better and better. This will be a great game.
We are not going to be done.
So I will see you guys next week.
The return of Johnny Montage edition. Packers, Bears, Saturday night at Soldier Field edition. Which Jordan Love will we see? The one who was star-spangled awesome against Dallas in his playoff debut? Or the one who threw three picks against the Eagles the last time they played a playoff game? Edition. And the one Packers injury that, despite Matt LaFleur's approach, is still a reason for concern heading into Saturday night edition. Of Wilde and Tausch. A 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and of course everything you need on the all-customizable, all-amazing, all-free ESPN Wisconsin app. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. And so is the Packers Hall of Famer, a man who played a few playoff games himself during his illustrious 11-year NFL career. He is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
A great montage, Jesse. That got me all fired up. It gave a good little synopsis of kind of
where this rivalry's at, and I think how everybody's feeling. You got a little cross-section with a little Cap and a little Rutledge. I'm fired up. I'm fired up for tomorrow night. That's what I am. Jay, fired up.
Fired up and ready to go. He is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, my overarching question, because I don't have a good feel for this right now.
For, you mean for the game or just in general?
For what I'm about to say.
Oh, okay.
How confident are Packers fans? Because I listened to that montage, and I was thinking this even before the montage. And it felt like before everything went to hell in a handbasket yesterday with the internet, that Tommy Waddle was feeling pretty good about his team's chances. The former Bears wide receiver and co-host of Waddle and Sylvie on our sister station, ESPN Chicago. I don't know where Packers fans are at. And I'm curious where they might be. And I'm curious where you and Jesse are as the game approaches.
Well, I can only tell you where I'm at. I think Packer fans' confidence is growing a little bit, but it is not where it was 4 or 5 weeks ago. I think the way this last month has went, and you know, I don't think there's a Packer fan out there that is like super concerned because we lost at Soldier Field. I think everybody watched the game, and the eye test tells you that we were a better team. We didn't win, and that's part of the deal. And because of that, we're going back down there rather than hosting. And I think if we were hosting, I think we'd all feel a heck of. I know I would feel better about it, but there's just. The thing I keep coming back to, there's a couple of things that are very concerning to me, but there's one thing that's not. And the one thing that's not is I don't think the Bears' defense is very good. I think our offense is pretty doggone good, whether it's Malik Willis or Jordan Love. And you know the rust factor of 3 weeks off is a concern, but I just feel like we're going to score points. What is concerning is I'm very nervous about our special teams, and I don't know. I feel that's my top concern. Then it would be, can they run the ball down our throats like the Baltimore Ravens did? And I don't envision that happening. I think the Bears will have some success running it, but I don't think it'll be that consistent. So my confidence as the week has went on has grown.
That is exactly the type of answer I was seeking. Jesse, how about you?
I am very confident the Packers are going to win tomorrow night.
That was the answer I was fearing.
I am very confident. I said this earlier in the week, and I stand by it still today. I love the Packers' potential path here to an NFC championship game. I think they reset.
So much for 1-0 every week. Who are you, Rasheed Walker?
Hey, I don't have to be Rasheed Walker. Well, I guess I kind of am Rasheed Walker. I think the path here to take on the Bears, who the Packers played despite being close games and one being a loss, I think they outplayed them the majority of the two games this year. I think everybody would agree. And I like the fact that it might be snowing and it might be more of a ground and pound kind of thing on Saturday night.
I don't think that helps the Packers.
You don't think that helps us?
No.
Running the football effectively, Caleb Williams making mistakes in the air, he doesn't play in snow.
Okay.
I think it's a benefit to the Packers if it's going to be a snowy Soldier Field tomorrow night. And then potentially Sam Darnold, who is known for not playing well in big playoff games. I love the chance that the Packers have here to potentially salvage the season after the injuries down the stretch and everything that transpired, losing four straight to close it out, and still potentially reach an NFC championship game and rewrite the narrative here on Matt LaFleur and Jordan Love and the development of the team for years to come.
I interrupt this discussion, and I'd actually like to take calls on this. Especially given Tausch's outstanding answer. Jesse, but the Green Bay Packers are going to experience a brain drain on the executive personnel side as John Eric Sullivan, per Adam Schefter, is set to be named the new general manager of the Miami Dolphins. And I think Tausch, as Liam Neeson would say to him, "Gulak." Would you not?
Oh, I mean, obviously Gulak, but he is going to be in a position where
he's going to get to start from the ground up.
Yep.
Like, they're going to get rid of Tua. You're going to hire a coach. I'll be curious if he has more power than what Goody has. Uh-huh. I'm guessing he will. And good for him, man. He's been around a while. He's been chasing a job now. I think he's been interviewed the last couple of cycles, right? And
yep.
So good for him, man. I think, you know, any one of these 32 jobs is great to get in. And I think with Miami, they've shown that they'll have patience. They're not going to be super skittish. Is it a great organization? No. That's up to him to flip that. And I'm guessing he's going to be super stoked about it, and they'll have plenty of time to kind of figure things out. And I think that is a place you can turn things around relatively, not relatively easily, but you can definitely get that thing flipped.
So that is one of Goody's right-hand men. He also still has several others that are still high profile in helping him with his personnel decisions, but John Eric Sullivan headed to the Dolphins. So Jesse, because Tausch did a great job, and again, you feel how you feel your feelings, and your feeling is of very confident feeling. What concerns you then? Because I thought Tausch's answer, and this is what I want to get from our fans, along with our Green and Gold game preview and headlines and Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week, is what concerns you if your confidence isn't as high as Jesse's? Is anything concerning to you, Jesse?
Rust. Jordan Love rust. Not being in a good flow from not playing the last couple of weeks. Self-destructive mistakes. Specifically with special teams. Tausch has talked plenty about the punt return worries that he has. That's something I feel too. It's not like the Packers aren't flawed. But as we heard, I think Gabe Neitzel is the one who says it in the montage. We've said it plenty. National pundits have said it plenty. Every team of the 14 in the NFL playoffs this year has a flaw that would, in a normal year, make you say that team probably isn't going to win the Super Bowl. But there are 14 of those. So everybody has a reason to say why they think they can win it and why they think they can't win it. It's a playoff field unlike any other that we've ever seen. And so for that reason, the 7th seed this season feels different than it did last year. The Packers as a whole entering the playoffs to me feel different than they did last year. And I'm optimistic that they have a great chance to make a run here and at least stay competitive in a chance to still get to the Super Bowl, despite the injuries, despite the missing pieces they have.
All right, mark the tape, because if they are headed to Santa Clara in a month, Jesse should take a huge victory lap. I don't see it the same way. But I've actually, Tausch, kind of gotten less confident as the week has gone on.
Why?
For some reason.
Why?
Well, one reason, and
came in here all
this
vibalicious yesterday.
Yes. And look, it doesn't matter how I feel. I talked with X a little bit more yesterday because I was really intrigued
Twitter?
By how we know the
Xavier
guy
McKinney
plays safety. Yeah.
Oh.
He prefers to go by X, marks the spot. And I was asking him, look, did I misread your kind of confidence level with or the way you answered that question about how you feel about your defense? And he said, look, we are really confident, but the biggest thing about these guys is that we know it's going to come down to the end. Like, that's what we experienced when we beat them after we got out to a lead, and that's what we experienced when they beat us after we got out to a lead. So I don't, you know, I heard Dan Orlovsky when I was on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. They played a clip, and to me, the biggest thing is what Dan said. The Bears are 2-6 in games in which they get one or no turnovers. They are 9-0 in games where they get two or more takeaways. And to me, that's the whole ball game. Yes, stopping the run is important. Yes, being good in the red zone is important. All those things are important. But if the Packers can avoid turning the ball over, I feel really good about their chances. The thing that I did not expect yesterday, especially after Matt LaFleur, who usually does not speak confidently about injured players early in the week, and did about Zach Tom, was that they gave him the day off yesterday. And then Zach didn't want to talk to us yesterday about whether that had helped him. And that, I thought, felt a little
ominous. So that kind of dinged my confidence a little bit. Because I'm just, and I'm not ready to say Jordan Morgan is a bust. I know I had a few people in my mentions saying that. I'm not saying that just yet. He didn't play great when he finally got to play left tackle in a game that counted. But I just feel so much better about their offensive line when Zach Tom is out there. And you feel the same way, right?
Yep.
So that was a little bit like, okay, well, whenever he gives the, we're going to give him up until game time. And of course, there are varying degrees of questionable. Like, Javon Bullard is questionable. I don't think there's any question in that questionable that he's playing. But I feel like Zach Tom's more questionable. And that dinged my confidence. All right, 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. That is the Carbless talk and text line. Liz is more. I would love to get your thoughts on, A, how confident you are as a Packers fan, and B, if there is something that gravely concerns you about your team's chances of beating the Bears in this rubber match of their three meetings this season. I'd like to know what it is. 844-770-3776. That is the Carbless talk and text line. This is Mark Tauscher talking about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
And for your New Year's resolution, the sky is the limit with Pella zero interest for 4 years. Finance offer, no payments, no interest for 4 years. Think of everything you can do in 4 years. Get a college degree. Raise your toddler until they're ready for school. Serve a full term as president. And watch an Olympics. Start your own journey toward meeting your personal goals and enjoy Pella's highest quality products with exclusive features custom made for your home. This deal ends January 31st, so schedule your free consultation today at PellaWI.com.
We continue to get you ready for Packers-Bears tomorrow night from Soldier Field. Live from Chicago, it's Saturday night, and it's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Packers-Bears on Saturday nights. From Soldier Field, where's your confidence level as a Packers fan? And what, if anything, because Jesse's not worried at all other than rust, concerns you? We'll get to the green and gold game preview coming up. We'll take a couple calls here and keep sending in your texts as well to the Carbless Talk and text line, 844-770-3776. Let's start with one of the GOATs of ESPN Wisconsin. When he's not playing poker and snubbing me at the ESPN Wisconsin draft, it is Ron in the Key. Ron, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. So I would say I'm cautiously optimistic, and I'm usually a pessimist. My concern is, do we think the Packers win if Jordan Love has two touchdowns and two interceptions?
No.
No, I don't think so either.
Well, that's what he averages in the playoffs, guys. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm scared of. Everybody who says that we have the experience, Jordan's got the experience, or Caleb, he's been a great experience. He, in the playoffs, as he does in regular seasons, continuously throws one of those, what the hell was that throw? That wasn't bad. That was like Hall of Fame bad. And you're going against a defense that, like, well, yeah, except I don't know that it's got the other upside of the other side yet. And I agree both defenses are bad, but like the caveat with the Bears is they're a really bad defense and they're relying on turnovers, but they get them. The only caveat with the Packers defense is they used to be good before they lost Micah Parsons. So when you're comparing caveats to bad defenses, I would take theirs. In the end, I don't think either team should be confident because I think they're both very flawed. I don't think either one of them is going to the NFC Championship game, Jesse. Last thing,
and I appreciate you guys taking my call. When we get to the more dead time of the sports year, I think you guys should add for filler segments talking about the insanity of youth sports. I think it would make for really good content, and I'm actually confident that callers would tell on themselves. Thanks for the call. Take care. Be good.
Thanks for the call.
I'm on board with Ron's idea on that. I think youth sports, it could. I also want to talk about the WIAA calendar. That's another thing I want to get. Okay. Jesse, we can get a WIAA official on the show, right?
Oh, easy. Yeah.
Perfect. I have some
thoughts. I don't like segments being called filler segments.
I get what Ron's saying.
I'm not sure. I don't want anything to be viewed as filler.
Interesting point by Ron there about our defense is better than Chicago's defense. I think all the metrics will say that. Now, the turnover component is turnover component's huge, no question. Yep. We're not going to see a Baltimore Ravens-type defensive effort. We're not. I respect the Bears' running game. I think that they will have some opportunities, and I don't envision us shutting him out. I don't envision this being a runaway freight train game. But I also don't envision us going 0-for-5 in the red zone with two empty, complete empties.
Yeah. Zero. Fumble, fourth down failure.
That's where my that is where my confidence lies. It's not anything outside of that. That's where my confidence lies. And the big question mark for this game is going to be Jordan Love. 3 weeks off is a long time, 2.5, whatever, however you want to frame it.
Yeah.
It is a long time off. How quickly can he get into rhythm? If it's immediately, we're going to win the game. If it takes him a half, we're probably going to lose.
844-770-3776. Let's go to Caleb, I presume not Williams, in Horicon. Caleb, good morning. Welcome to Wildy and Tausch. How you feeling?
It's the duck corridor down there.
Pretty
in
good.
Horicon. Duck corridor
with a D.
Indeed. Yes, definitely with a D.
Feeling pretty good, boys. I would say I'm pretty cautiously optimistic to say.
Oh. Not even a new one.
Can you be cautiously pessimistic?
Yeah, you can be.
I'm sure you can, right? You never hear it. All right, go ahead. Why are we cautiously? I don't know if you're pessimistic or optimistic. No.
Optimistic, but I just got three reasons. I think the Packers know they're better. I mean, the players, they know they sold that game the last time in Chicago, and we were talking about how good the coaches had them put them in a position to win that game, even though Jordan Love was out. I just think the Packers are a better team than the Bears, despite all their flaws. Now, the playoffs, everything's under a microscope, and the same thing goes for the Bears. All their flaws are going to be exposed as well. It's just who executes better. I think the Packers have the better quarterback. And Josh Jacobs is healthy. I think that's a big difference maker. I mean, the red zone stuff, they're going to score. I don't know. I feel good. I mean, this is the matchup we wanted. Like, this is what we needed. The Packers know they're better than the Bears, and I think they're going to win on Saturday night. Go Pack, go.
Great call, Caleb. We appreciate you. The Jacobs thing is interesting because I have been obviously a Josh Jacobs proponent, and he's basically rested since he fumbled the ball in Chicago on December 20th. So he'll have essentially barely played for the last 23 days. He says the swelling is out of his knee. It's the best it's felt. So that is extremely encouraging. I think I agree with Caleb. They're not going to go 0-for-5 in the red zone, and you said that as well. But they got to cash in, and he's obviously, like, early in the season, he was a gimme. Like, when you were playing prize picks with him, like, he was a gimme to score a touchdown. He scored one, like, every game. Then he banged his knee on that concrete at MetLife Stadium, and he was never the same. So maybe he's back to being that guy. Let's take one more call. And we'll get ready for the green and gold game preview. Let's go to Jason in Fredonia. Jason, good morning. How you feeling?
Good morning, boys. I am feeling super confident.
Yeah. Yeah.
27-13.
Okay. Why do you say that, Jason?
Mm.
Well, let's look at it.
Okay.
The Ravens.
Let's look at it.
I like that.
Because of the Ravens game, we were able to rest everyone for the Vikings game. Look at week one and week two. Detroit, we come out, we slam Detroit, we beat the Commanders. That's with rest. Let's look at who the Bears beat. The Raiders, the Saints, the Giants, Bengals with no Burrow. The only thing that worries me, fourth quarter management. Against Cleveland and Dallas, we're snapping the ball 7, 8, 11 seconds on the play clock. It's a close game. Why are you snapping the ball with that time left?
Mm. And throwing a pick.
And throwing a pick.
Yeah.
This is the revenge game. All the boys know it.
Jason, is that a concern of Matt LaFleur then? Is that where your concern level is?
My concern level is Love when that pressure starts building because it is a close game. Okay. Obviously, he's sending in the play. Love's got to manage the clock when the play comes in. But we can't be snapping the ball with that much time left in a one-score game. You got to be running that baby down.
That's a really good observation. I had not paid attention to that, but again, the way they kicked it away in Cleveland, I mean, that feels like forever ago, Tausch, but that was bad on a number of levels. That was definitely a problem.
I would argue that our fourth quarter execution this year has not been very good. You look at Dallas, the tie, not great.
Yeah.
Obviously, both Chicago games, not great. Now, Detroit up there, great, right? Detroit up at Thanksgiving was really well, but on the overall, Carolina, meh. Cleveland, meh. Denver, meh. Like, our fourth quarter finish has not been good, and we all know playoff football, usually three or four plays in the fourth quarter are what does it, and that's where if I'm a Chicago fan, I definitely feel like I have an edge.
All right, we'll take more of your texts on this subject because I think those were three good calls, and I am really intrigued about where Packers fans are at. But we need to get to the green and gold game preview, but we can't do that until Tausch tells us about Prize
Picks. And I've got to tell you about Prize Picks. It's January. The holidays are over, but the sports calendar, it doesn't slow down. Big football games. They had a big one last night. Boy, the SEC. Ooh, tough break when you can't pay everybody and everybody else gets to pay, guys. Huh? Oh, that's what I thought, too. Big games this weekend. Hoops every night. And that's where Prize Picks comes in. Prize Picks is daily fantasy, and it's honestly as simple as it gets. Pick at least two players. Choose more or less on their projections. You're set. No drafts. No season-long commitment. And throw together a lineup in about 30 seconds. And here's what's new. Early payouts. If your lineup gets off to that hot start, you got the option to cash out before the game even ends, which is pretty nice when things are rolling your way. So download the Prize Picks app and use the code WI. You get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, that is code WI on Prize Picks. Prize Picks.
It's good
to be right.
Changing it up on me. Keeping me on my toes. We'll keep you on your toes with our green and gold preview. Next, it's Will D. Tausch.
It's Packers versus Bears, round three. Tune into Green Bay Game Day ahead of kickoff this Saturday beginning at 4 p.m. on 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and ESPN Madison on YouTube.
Getting ready to take on the Bears. Had a little throwback thing yesterday, old boy.
What's that?
You guys used to do your walkthroughs inside the stadium before games.
Yep.
And they practiced inside the stadium because the practice fields were too sloshy.
Sloshy.
So,
do you remember when we couldn't win at Lambeau and then everybody blamed because we practiced in Lambeau too much and then we stopped practicing in Lambeau because it wasn't special to go in there? That was a thing.
I vaguely remember that. I don't think that's why you weren't winning in Lambeau, though. I think it might have been because you guys weren't playing well at Lambeau. But
I think it was tomato, tomato. I think it was partially the coverage. I thought the negative beat coverage.
Sure, that's what it was, yeah.
Too much negativity. Yeah.
Especially in the morning newspaper in the city of Madison in Greater Dane County. Time now for our green and gold game preview.
Let's take a closer look at this week's matchup. This is the green and gold game preview.
The oldest rivalry in the National Football League for the third time in the playoffs. The Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears Saturday night at Soldier Field on Amazon Prime. Or your local market in Green Bay, Milwaukee, and Chicago. No need to ask what the big storyline is for this week's game. I think
we
know
that.
It's Packers-Bears in the playoffs.
Yeah, but that's not a storyline. That's just the story.
Well, fine. What's the big storyline?
Well, I'm asking you. You just said you know what it is. What is it?
It's the oldest rivalry in the National Football League, meeting for the third time ever in the playoffs. Both teams, the Chicago Bears on the up and up. The Packers trying to preserve being on the up and up. Matt LaFleur looking for a significant victory
up and up preservation. Okay.
Yeah, the up and up preservation game. So my first question for you in the Green and Gold game preview, who gains the most getting a win on Saturday night?
Matt LaFleur. I think the...
Nailed it.
Everybody has said he's, I think, almost universally around the NFL and fan base thinks he's a really good regular season coach. You know, Homer has said really since the first 3 years after that couple of real bone-crushing playoff losses, kind of put the Steve Mariucci on him. And Mariucci was a fine coach, but, you know, he's not one of the iconic, legendary coaches. You got to win playoff games. That's how coaches and quarterbacks are judged. And when you have a team that, you know, you feel like you're not playing against the 85 Bears or the 2000 Ravens. You're playing against a team you should win and beat, and they are your rival, and you have owned them. And I just think that all of the doubt about Matt LaFleur's postseason coaching prowess is going to be on full display. And if you don't find a way to win, if you win this one, you quell that. Mm-hmm. If you don't, I'm telling you, and we all know this, it's going to be a long offseason.
You are 1,000,000% right. I'm sorry. I was trying to find my I agree with Tausch t-shirt. I can't find it right now. It must be in the wash. Matt LaFleur.
Because you wear it so often, right?
Well, I certainly have reason to. Matt LaFleur's career playoff record. Would you like to hazard a guess?
5-7.
3-5. So he has two games under 500.
He's only been here 7 years and he's missed the playoffs. Okay. Yep.
3-5. 1-1 each of his first 2 years when they reached the NFC Championship game because, of course, they had byes each of those seasons. Had a bye in 2021 as well and lost the only
most
game.
Most important bye ever until it wasn't.
That's what I was told. And then obviously lost last year's playoff opener in Philadelphia, the number 7 seed for the third straight year. You could not be more right, but I have to pick someone else. And I am going to say Jordan Love, because Jordan Love, as Ron and the Key pointed out in his call, look, he was awesome in Dallas. We all remember that. In fact, I remember being very excited to write that he finished his first playoff game with a perfect passer rating, and then Matt LaFleur reinserted him into the game. And then he was awesome in the first 3 quarters of their loss in San Francisco. And then he was not so awesome the last time he played a playoff game in Philadelphia.
What do you expect from him?
I don't know. That's exactly my point. You just nailed... I know I wasn't saying it as quickly as you would have liked, but that's exactly what I'm trying to say. I don't know what to expect. And if he plays great, they're going to win. And if he turns the ball over a couple times, they're going to lose.
Yeah.
Next.
Next up in our Green and Gold game preview, besides Jordan Love, which player will most impact the amount of success the Packers have at snowy, potentially, Soldier Field on Saturday night?
I just keep listening to Ben Johnson rave about the safeties, how great Green Bay safeties are, and Evan Williams missed, I believe, the last time these two teams played. I think I'm gonna cheat here a little bit and say both of our safeties. because of the run support that I think Evan Williams, when he was healthy, was. I just loved his approach on how he, and he's a sure tackler. I think he's such a critical piece to this. And if you're going to get some picks, you have to, you got to catch the ball when these opportunities come. Caleb has given us opportunities. We haven't, you know, and so did Bo Nix. Other guys have. We need to take advantage of those. So I'm going to say both of our safeties. I think if our safeties play the way that we expect and can finish through on some of these opportunities that they will get, that's going to bode well for the G&G.
This is going to be, I would never pick this as my Steinhoffel sleeper of the week, but I think it's got to be some of the big fellas in the middle of the defensive line. Like, I agree with Tausch for like the fourth time today. I don't expect a Baltimore redo of 307 rushing yards. At the same time, they can't afford to just get chewed up. And they were pretty good against the run against these guys in the first meeting. Second half, not as great. But it took the Bears 32 attempts to get to 138 rushing yards. Whereas I think it only took them 20 and change to get to 150 yards the last time. You just don't let them possess the ball forever. Get a couple of stops on third down and put them in some tougher third down situations, and you'll be fine. But again, I don't know who their good run defenders are, but they need to play well. Next.
Last up in our green and gold game preview, the Packers go to Soldier Field, beat the Bears, and advance to the divisional round of the playoffs if blank.
I'm not going to take the easy one. The biggest concern I have in this game is special teams. It's been a concern all year, and I've seen this movie where we fumble a kick, we fumble a punt, and that's, you miss a kick, you get a kick blocked. I've seen this movie too many times, and it's a horror flick for Packer playoff fans. That is the concern I have. Do I think that we've tightened things up? I do. Do I think that there's still a little bit of water leaking? I do. I don't trust our special teams units. I don't. And when the pressure's on, I'm nervous that we're not going to deliver the goods. And we've seen this happen a couple of times this year with some of the losses that this team has had, including down at Soldier Field. If our special teams plays a clean game, we're winning. That's how I look at it.
First of all, I feel required to say this yet again. I agree with Tausch. Packers outsider, who I think may have to pay royalties to the Badgers outsider in the YouTube comments, he really wants Keyshawn Nixon to return kickoffs.
Me too.
Yeah.
And I want somebody else returning punts too.
I agree. I would also say that there's a little level of trepidation about their coverage units. Duvernay's a good return guy, right? And they are without Bo Melton. They are without Zane Anderson. They could / should be getting Nick Neiman back, who was really good on special teams. That's why they picked him up after the Houston Texans moved on from him in camp. But they need to not let one get out the gate, in addition to recovering any onside kicks that are booted their direction. So Tausch is right about the special teams. Again, I'm going to go a slightly different direction, and I know we're not allowed to use the turnovers as an issue. So I will say, as long as they're decent, average, okay in the red zone instead of pitiful, because they were pitiful in that game in Chicago a few weeks ago. That is our green and gold game preview. And now it's time. Jesse, do we have to... Did we get trivia in yesterday? Refresh my memory.
I don't think we... yesterday was a black hole. I don't think.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Everything fell apart.
Nothing.
Everything went to
yesterday did not exist in my memory, and we're moving forward. So we're gonna play trivia once today. Big show today with Packers Bears preview. We will make up trivia from yesterday at some point, but we will play only once today.
Okay.
And that's the plan moving forward. But we are recycling the questions from yesterday that we never got to.
I'm glad we could save you some work.
And it's fun because we get to laugh at the Bears for a minute. Chicago Bears playoff losses, our trivia category today. Putting some good vibes into the air here. Getting set for tomorrow night.
Doink.
Might be a doink question.
This is the 213th meeting in Packers Bears history. Which sounds like a good caller for Iron Jock, but it won't be for this or that, I don't think. The Packers and the Bears have also met three times in the playoffs and three times this season. But Jesse wants to do caller 18. I assume in honor of the jersey number of one Caleb Williams.
I was actually thinking it's the 18th game the Packers are playing this season.
Oh, so. Okay. Tomato, tomato. Caller 18, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Caller 18 plays Wilde and Tausch Trivia, presented by Cousin Subs and Iron Jock. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
Wilde and Tausch on 100.5 ESPN is brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Everlight Solar.
Are there more songs in your royalty-free jukebox?
We've added a few as we've gone on here. Yeah,
this is one of my favorites, though. I like this one, so I appreciate you keeping it in the rotation. Time now for Wilde and Tausch Trivia, presented by Iron Jock and Cousin Subs.
Wilde and Tausch Trivia is brought to you by Cousin Subs. Cousin Subs' $10 deal meal gives you a 7.5-inch sub, bag of chips or regular fries, fountain drink, and a cookie, all for just $10. This deal is only available online or through the Cousins app. And Iron Jock, performance apparel that actually performs. No stink, just performance, and proudly Wisconsin-built. Shop now at ironjock.com.
Let's welcome in our contestant. It is Chad in Fitchburg. Chad, good morning. How you doing today?
Morning, guys. Doing well.
How much do you know about the Chicago Bears playoff history?
Not enough.
Okay, well, we'll find out if you know enough, at least to get three questions right.
There's not much to know, am I right?
Oh, sick burn, bro. All right, Chad, question one is this. Despite losing to the New Orleans Saints in a wild card playoff game, which Chicago Bears player was voted by fans as the player of the game in the NFL's first game ever televised in a special broadcast on Nickelodeon? Was that Bears player Mitchell Trubisky, Jay Cutler, or SpongeBob Bear Pants?
That's good.
I will go with Cutler.
It's a hard question.
It's a really hard question out of the chute.
2018. It's not 2018. Yeah, it was a hard question.
It's 2020 when that happened. Yeah.
They didn't put a date on it.
Could have done that.
SpongeBob Bear Pants is funny, though.
I appreciated that. Thank you. Yeah.
All right, let's get back on track here. The Chicago Bears 2018 season ended with the infamous a double doink playoff loss at Soldier Field in the wild card round of the playoffs. Who beat the Bears that night? Was it Seattle, Tampa, or Philly?
Philly.
You got it.
All right, let's get a question number three and get two out of three here on a topic that you said you didn't know much about, Chad. That would still be pretty good. Here we go. Jesse, I'm not here to critique.
Well, then
that does feel like a pretty tough first question. Pretty obscure.
I thought it was pretty public knowledge that Mitchell Trubisky was named the Nickelodeon Slime Time Player of the Game in the Nickelodeon game on the playoffs in 2020, but so be it. This next one is hard. I had to look up this next one.
Okay, good luck. Good luck, Chad. Jay Cutler started it, and Caleb Haney finished it. But which other veteran quarterback also saw playing time for the Chicago Bears in the NFC Championship game loss to the Packers in the playoffs following the 2010 season? Okay, well, who was the other quarterback that played in that NFC title game? Was it Brian Greasy, Todd Collins, or Chase Daniel?
Man, Jesse, you're killing me.
That's a hard one.
Yeah, it's not like there's not even like one where you're like, oh, well, there's no way it could be that guy.
It could have been all three. Yeah.
I'm going to go B, Collins.
When in doubt, guess B. And you be right.
Todd Collins 0-4 in the NFC Championship game, coming in for the injured Jay Cutler before Caleb Haney came in to take care of business.
Tosh, how weird was that game?
Weird.
Right? Like, I mean, Rodgers' best play is tackling Urlacher.
Yep.
I had to BJ Raji doing the hula dance.
I had to cut the BJ Raji interception from the montage. It didn't quite fit where I wanted it to in the montage today, but I did have that in there originally because that's such a fun play in Packers history.
It is. And it was the dancing was especially impressive. All right, Todd, speaking of impressive, the rare first one wrong, last two rights. 2 out of 3 ain't bad trivia contest. You now have 3 of the possible 4 entries. So, Jesse, are we drawing a winner still today?
Oh, yeah. We're drawing our winners.
Okay.
Usual right. time later today.
Despite the black hole of a program we had for the second half yesterday.
How many entries does Todd get and how many entries does Chad get?
Oh, is that? I'm sorry.
No, I'm just curious.
Turning a new leaf in 2026, aren't you?
Todd Collins threw me off, Chad. My apologies.
There's a Chad Collins somewhere, too, isn't there? I'm sure.
I don't know. Chad, thanks
Chad
for playing.
Haney.
Chad slash Todd.
We appreciate
it. Thanks, Chad.
That is Wilde and Tausch Trivia. It is 10 o'clock.
We're time on for schedule.
Time for the 10 o'clock hour, which will start in exactly 2 minutes.
Wow.
It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.